Sergatoni. Trasmetti support about some of the construction improvements. In accordance with the legislation, the chair has received a request. Some of our 5 members requested an extraordinary meeting of the council to be discussed. Discuss the improvement works at St Mary's Junction in relation to the unrelated recommendation. I wish to clarify the role of the council in relation to the item, the agenda item before us tonight. The council is entitled to discuss or debate or consider any issues with respect to the discharge of functions or matters directly controlled or by directly affecting the council's functions. However, Council is unable to take binding decisions on matters that are executive functions. With regard to the motion for the Council today, this is an executive function and has previously been subject of decision by the Cabinet. Any motion or resolution on an executive matter can only be treated as advisory and does not guide the Cabinet. It would be up to the leader or Cabinet to determine action, if any, in relation to such matters. That does not prevent members of the Council raising matters for discussion, debate, or consideration through motions, questions, petitions, or reports at the Council. Thank you. The motion is proposed by Councillor Julie Jones-Evans. You've got 5 minutes to do your motion for it, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just going to make you aware that I want to make a tiny amendment to my motion. So I want to remove the word abandon and replace it with the word pause. So my motion, I hope everyone can just alter their papers while we go printing my motion about the building. So my motion now reads that Council agrees to pause the proposed works at St Mary's Junction until after improvement works have been completed for the Commons Bridge Junction.
Chairman, one pause. I'm not fully knowledgeable of the Council, as I said, I'm sure that July will be a second before she starts, but can I then lay by your wish to propose an amendment to your motion?
But can I call for my second one?
I'll second, Chairman.
Could we second it, Councillor Killer? Do you wish to speak now?
So,
Chairman, I'll reserve the right to speak later on.
Thank you. Councillor Jones-Evans.
Thank you very much. I apologise for calling this extraordinary meeting of the full Council on a day when Parliament again has been recalled as well because there are lots to discuss, and I believe this particular issue is very, very important. Not only just to Newport, but to the whole island, its strategic importance and the amount of money that's been spent. Now, I think this is the wrong scheme at the wrong time. And very helpfully, the Luther Council sent us the letter, which was the letter of offer for the money, saying it's for a package of private works in Newport Town Centre. Then it goes on to say, specifically development of 1,400 houses at Camp Hill. Now we still do not have Camp Hill, as we don't own this, as confirmed by the leader last week. And it throws up more concerns for me when we hear our Prime Minister saying there'll be 10,000 more prison places. Well, they've got an awful lot of prison there at Camp Hill. That seems to me the most likely scenario. But we do still have issues in Newport Town Centre. So, you know, why are we investing in a fantasy in Camp Hill? We have a real nightmare in Newport Town Centre as we speak. The Newport traffic model was brought forward in 2010. Many members in the room today will recall, and it's a raft scheme to improve traffic flow around Newport. One of the schemes brought forward was closing the High Street entrance. That was onto Coppins Bridge. That was going to be solving some of the issues around Coppins Bridge. And when we asked why St Mary's now, and why not Coppins Bridge, why not St George's, you know, the piece of land, piece of road between Matalan and Coppins Bridge, the scheme was drawn up yet. yet these are where we have the pinch points, these are where we have the issues, and this is what we've been talking about since 2010. Let's give you one example. So we, there was, in 2010 traffic model, it was it said there was going to be alterations to the carriageway, module carriageway, specifically underneath, I'll call it the little roundabout, little Sainsbury's roundabout, that area around there underneath the bridge, so you know what I mean. And I was very excited about this because that's been a terrible spot for pedestrians for many, many years, coming down from Cook's Way, walking to the industrial estate and college in particular. And it was great, brilliant, it's exciting. And then I hear only this year, in the summer, that's no longer happening. No longer having the improvements down there because in engineering terms, it can't be done. Too difficult to do. Yet it's taken us 9 years for engineers to work out they can't do that piece. Now I know this letter, we got this letter in 2016-17, that one of this scheme would have been part of that. And we should be doing that. And as you know, there was an accident there on the 12th of September when the machine got knocked over. So these things do need to be done. These are real issues right now. St Mary's is not an issue right now. Cobbins Bridge is the issue. Getting onto Cobbins Bridge and off Cobbins Bridge is the issue. That's where we should be focusing. It's a substantial government grant, but do what's needed first, not in something that may happen now or in 15 years' time, a situation that we definitely not there yet. We've just had this Heritage Union report. They did a bunch of Newport, Cowes, and Rye. And the highlight for Newport is dominated by traffic. It spoils our beautiful historic town. So let's just go back to what that letter said and what we've got to do in 2010. Try and sort out the traffic in our town centre. Now, I remember Councillor North from last school was saying, well, why are you suddenly saying all this? Well, I'm not suddenly saying this, actually. We've been saying it for quite some time. And we've been consistent. So I've been consistent, being saying the lack of sustainable transport options. You know, we have been great at getting access fund money, sustainable transport funding, the LC RIP's been down as well. We've had millions of pounds to do hearts and minds, but nothing to do the infrastructure that we need. You know, you can't say, can we get a flight, get walking, catch the bus, great. Well, you must have got your gridlocked. You know, and that's if you want to, you know, Councillor Ward, you said yourself, you know, this is about in our corporate plan, and we want to ease congestion. Well, the way of easing congestion in the town centre is getting people out of their cars. Take some cars off the road, not put more on, not create conditions for more and more vehicles, which, you know, we've all seen recently that sometimes these figures aren't quite what they seem. And then again, we've got a real problem with the junction as it is being put before us. Again, Captain Moswell said, I'll sum up later, shall I, if I get the opportunity? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's becoming normal practice now that all members get cited and then put forward, but obviously I'll wait for that to be circulated now.
I spoke to the legal team earlier. talk about my motion. I asked that I may have an amendment, and I said, long as it's just, you know, a minor amendment, that's fine. And so I've gone for that one word, just to really sort of pull back from the ferocity of the first motion. This is nowhere near my motion. I do not believe that we should be even considering it, Chairman. I'd like it to be withdrawn.
It is an amendment to the motion that does mention the St Mary's Roundabout.
No.
It's linked to the Hopkins Bridge.
No. I'm sorry, Chairman, to be difficult, but it's completely different in its thrust of it. This is in court to talk so we can debate, to pause the proposed works until after improvement works have been completed for Hopkins Bridge. This is talking about traffic lights.
Yes.
It's talking about diversions. It's not talking about it's fundamentally different, and you should not be debating or accepting this motion, this amendment.
Yeah. It is amendment to the motion. We'd like to speak from Councillor Stewart.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So, members of the body in front of the lot will read to members of the public who have a copy of this motion, and then you might want to start from there. So, this Council requests Cabinet to urgently review the timing of works and traffic light operations at Queen's Bridge, to ensure that any traffic disruption caused by those works and the associated works at St Mary's Roundabout are reduced to the minimum possible. The amendment that I've submitted, and indeed the original motion, seeks to challenge a decision by Cabinet a year ago to start road improvements at St Mary's Junction. The decision, which was not challenged by scrutiny at that time, which was approved publicly by the Cabinet, and led to a plan that has since been improved to take account of cyclists and pedestrians needing to cross roads following consultation. This is a junction which already has major traffic queues, as I'm referring to St Mary's, at peak travel times, impacting on our environment, impacting on the lives of commuters and many other island residents, and according to professional advice, is likely to worsen unless we take strategic steps to improve the infrastructure now. Members know we have received $9.6 million from government. I made sure that letter was circulated in the income transparency. And that's specifically for infrastructure improvements ahead of 1,400 houses proposed for Campbell, but the infrastructure improvements ahead of housing development for once. I can confirm I'm engaged currently with Campbell and the MOJ meetings, which I expect to go to next week. Campbell is not earmarked for attention to get return to use at this time of spending with the prison government. Now, the improvements will also bring greater safety to road users at the roundabout, which those who regularly use it know currently involves a level of risk that you judge when to enter the roundabout. That risk will be removed. Other benefits include future proof of the junction as vehicle numbers continue to grow, and I have details of those which I may use in summing up, and at a local ward level, will help to address parking issues, particularly at Honeyhill School, which parents will be all too familiar with. It will also be used as an opportunity to connect to our new £28 million recycling plant and enable the electricity to put into the national grid, which is taking place in Forest Road, and generate that potential for electrical provisions at places like St Mary's Hospital and beyond. In addition, I do not want to see this Council challenged over the use of this funding when we have been successful in getting the money and are currently engaged with government over the need for more funding as part of our own deal. This is not a risk we need to take. However, there are two significant points I think I need to address. Firstly, we need to do as much as we can to communicate to our residents, particularly regular users of the junction now and during the period of disruption, so they all have the information we can give them about the roadworks, including when and how these journeys will be affected. This is in addition to the extensive communications plan that I know has already been arranged, I've got a copy, and I've asked for clear information to be published in the local media and for public information meetings to take place in Newport as soon as practicable, live screen on social media for Newport, so a maximum audience have that information. Secondly, although the proposed works at St Mary's are not themselves focused on Cobham Bridge, they are part of a staged improvement scheme with a number of stages, which includes the Cobbins Bridge roundabout. Cabinet member Ian Ward and I have engaged with officers to explore what further steps can be brought forward for Cobbins Bridge, consideration for which includes lane realignment, traffic light management, turning lights off when not essential, and improving access signage for vehicles entering and exiting the roundabout from different locations. On Monday, I met with our road hauliers, together with another member of the council, and had listened to their concerns about infrastructure and roads on the island generally. They were not against the proposed works for St Mary's, but they have wider concerns around our roads generally and the need for us to consider their needs. And for example, the fact that over 14 lorries come down from Council Newport every day with the aggregates. And I listened to that, and I think we need to do something about that. So I'm going to encourage members to support the proposed works, work with us to mitigate their impacts, and come forward with other positive suggestions regarding further improvements in Newport. Finally, as members, I know you know I am keen to see plans for a Medina Bridge progress as soon as practicable. I believe this holds a long-term solution to much of the lack of infrastructure identified and will have a positive environmental impact as well as alleviate congestion. We are already underway with the feasibility study and I aim to bring plans forward as soon as possible so we can get funding to take this project forward. So I ask members to support the amendment and I'll look for a second.
Thank you. Seconder, Councillor Archison. Would you like to speak now? Thank you, Councillor. Councillor John Howe, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Chair. My question is not so much the final job. My question is that there seems to be very little stuff going forward to show you what traffic arrangements are. I mean, at the moment, for the next 5 weeks, they're going to close the road going west to Yarmouth, Shelfleet, and all those people. So if you're coming for a ride and you want to go to Yarmouth or Tottenham, you've got to then go all the way through Newport. Newport is a very crowded road during busy times. You're probably double the traffic. And all we seem to have is an illuminated sign telling people the road's closed. Nothing about alternative driving of traffic through Newport. And it seems to me that we're not thinking about diversions or anything else, just throwing people, here you are, you can't go up through Forest Road to go to Yarmouth, you can't go up Forest Road to go to the West Point, you've got to work your way through Newport on busy times. So the 80s for people get through it. Carisbrook is horrendous now. What is going to be like, Chairman, when they start putting almost double the amount of traffic up through there? Nobody thinks about this. It seems to me that, oh, we'll just put up an illuminated sign telling them it's closed. They can find their own way through it. I don't think the effort's gone in to do this. So I'm wondering whether we could have something to show us what you intend to do to keep the traffic moving when you close roads. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. I'm sure there will be another exercise, as usual. We're not aware of that yet.
Yeah, so, Chairman, I'm sorry, but I don't think that's good enough. Oh, well, there probably will be signs, maybe we'll think about it when there's a lot of
people. That'll be
covered. I want to know before it starts, not muddle my way through it and then do something about it.
Could I remind members that you speak to the amendment of the motion? Could I have Councillor Garrett next? Councillor Price before Councillor Garrett. Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. It will come as no surprise to anyone here that I can't support this amendment. It doesn't pause the works in there, nor does it actually deal with the issues, which is the nub of this problem, which is Golden Bridge. This meeting was called not to discuss the improvements and the expected additional capacity or future-proofing of St Mary's, but it is to discuss why. Why now? Why ahead of other schemes? Why are far busier and congested junctions not being considered first? Who decided this to be first? It's not the Cabinet. The Cabinet made the final decision. But who hatched this initial plan to deal with St Mary's first? The public would like to understand how that decision was made to start with, why we went down this path first. I represent Eagle North, which includes Fairley Road, by far the most congested road on the island, Sacklers Road, the Low Dual Carriageway, the Fairley Slip Road, South Street, and the Low Newport High Street. All of the roads leading to Cobbins Bridge are on. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, on offer for my residents who have to endure no end of congested traffic in and around where they live. One of my residents is running a petition currently that's only been in progress a few days and that already has exceeded the 2,500 signatures to ask that the work at St Mary's is halted or paused. Clearly, we're at a point where possibly this can't be paused or halted. You know, the numbers here, we can see that probably this motion is going to be carried. But what I would like is some kind of reassurance and an understanding tonight that Cobbins Bridge should have been the priority to start with. It should still be the priority now. There is no call to be dealing with a junction that doesn't currently have congestion all day like Cobbins Bridge does. And I would ask that the leader and the cabinet member agree to a trial period or an experimental period of switching the lights off on Cobbins Bridge in their entirety, except the slip road to Fairley and the pedestrian crossings, for an experimental period overnight and then extended to 24 hours a day, which could actually become the permanent solution, I believe, for residents of the Isle of Wight want. And I actually have huge faith and believe that the residents would use Cobbins Bridge respectfully and make that situation work, if only our council would listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. Councillor Gavitt.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Price has alluded to his own wish to understand where this scheme came from. Members are confused about this scheme as to why it must be ran through at this time. If members are confused, it is no wonder that the public is confused, puzzled, it's frustrated, it's getting angry about the decision being made to spend millions of pounds of public money, albeit from central government, but albeit that is still taxpayers' money, on a scheme that is not necessary now. What is necessary now is Cobbins Bridge. That's been obvious from that time when I was, and I'm consistent about this, called for consultation up on the scheme. It came up from the survey that I ran, it came out in the survey that the council ran, that people were commenting over and over again, the real problem is Cobbins Bridge. And if Cobbins Bridge has big problems, then it's going to take big money, so you don't take a huge rate whack out of the £10 million that have been provided by government to use it on St Mary's. The leader of the council spoke of benefits, and there are benefits, dedicated bus labour, a pedestrian crossing, some rather paltry efforts towards cyclists, actually. They're really not pathetic, actually, shared lanes, where we could be doing things properly. But those benefits do not require the wholesale digging up the St Mary's roundabout. They could be done with hundreds of thousands of pounds, not millions of pounds. All through this, though, I have stressed the need to engage with the people of my ward, Parker's ward, the people of Newport and Harrisburg, the people of the Isle of Wight about this scheme. And every stage, despite warm words, I have been rebuffed. 6-7 months ago, I went to Cabinet and asked, will you please start consulting and engaging with people now? And yet, nothing happens. And indeed, so bad has been the communications that a crucial element of my war, Camp Hill, which is going to see atrocious rattling through it, was missed out of a letter drop. Thankfully, I was able to persuade the officer of the rightness of my thinking that that should now happen, and that is happening. But that is way too little too late. You go on the council of the other roads with dedicated websites, which in the 21st century really should be up to scratch. You just get a screen of text and a few PDF documents. We were shown yesterday some materials which are still only in development to explain the scheme. This should have been done months ago. This scheme is failing the people of the Isle of Wight, and the administration is failing the people of the Isle of Wight in the way it is happening. This amendment does nothing to address that fundamental dissatisfaction that people have with this scheme.
Thank you.
don't accept this amendment is amendment to my motion. I just want to reiterate that I don't believe that's against our constitution. However, I would be welcome as the chance to continue, as I was earlier. I want to talk about the lack of checks and balances. Now, this new scheme should have come back from another consultation. It's very, very different from the scheme that the Cabinet passed in 2018 and the public were consulted upon. You know, you can't go, this bill, which you could just take the roundabout out of it, it was exactly the same, but it's not exactly the same. You know, that's an amazing piece of infrastructure, the roundabout, with greenery on it. Actually, it looks quite pleasant. You've taken all that greenery away, just have a big wasteland of concrete and with traffic lights. The parish council, we're doing on routine our toilets in Newport at the moment, we're having to make them shorter by half a metre. We're going back to planning and have a consultation again, because that's what you should do, and that's what should have happened with this. Now, what I would want to come out of this scheme, I want the council to reassess the traffic forecast for this junction based on historic and current trends and projected increase in population. I want to ensure excessive capacity for vehicle movements is not provided, as this is likely to lead to increased traffic, undermining council policy to encourage more sustainable transport modes, reduce air pollution and reduce CO2 emissions as part of the efforts to tackle the climate crisis declared by this council in this room. Change the underlying approach, brief for the junction works to ensure the works address all modes based on the user hierarchy highlighted in the manual for streets, considering users' needs in the following order: pedestrians, cyclists, public transport, specialist service users, that's emergency services, waste, etc. Obviously, they're right between the Forest Road and Depot and the St Mary's Hospital, of course. And then you talk about other modes of traffic. They come last in the hierarchy. We focus the work on movement of people rather than vehicles, with an appropriate focus on more sustainable modes and consideration of how good quality facilities for walking, cycling, and public transport can reduce demand for vehicle capacity. Implement design changes to ensure the changes address the Department for Transport's stated goal of making cycling and walking the natural choices for shorter journeys or as part of a longer journey. In particular, consider the opportunities to provide high quality direct walking and cycling routes that reconnect the town, the college, hospital, industrial and office developments on Riverway and Dovner, and the college and the housing of the former prisoner estates. These links should be created as part of the junction improvement plan and not seen as a separate issue. Engage the user groups in the process above to ensure user meet needs are met and accessibility is fully addressed before new designs are drafted. I want to ensure the council seeks advice from suitably qualified transport planners and engineers with experience in designing active travel. I'll just say almost, as we in Newport meet with Hampshire tomorrow, who are very well grounded in providing these sorts of schemes.
Thank you, Councillor. Laura Peterborough-Brooks. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you. I cannot support this amendment. Chairman, I am nothing if not consistent. So, for the umpteenth time, I reiterate my concerns. Look out of that window right now. The blockage is on the left-hand lane towards Sandown at Coppins Bridge. Up to 4 exits are using that lane, Freshwater Cow, St Mary's and Slip Road. By going ahead with this scheme, we will be creating a funnel. That is a huge volume coming from cows, hitting that narrow, tiny end when it gets to Coppins Bridge. We're putting the cart before the horse. Deal with that issue first. Ensure that the floating bridge is consistently reliable. 3 weeks out of service, it's just atrocious. Thirdly, where are the health and safety audits for alternative routes? We have just experienced on the Cowes to Newport Road 7 to 10 days of disruption. That was for resurfacing. 45 minutes to 1 hour of delays on that road. Unclassified, restricted roads become rat runs. Mums forced to push prams on the white line in the middle of the road. HGVs and buses using a 6'6" restriction on roads. All of you who support this motion tonight will be supporting the death or the serious injury of residents on our island.
Thank you. Councillor Hastings.
Thank you, Chair. Interesting to follow that on. Right, there is no magic wand for Collins Bridge without the likes of Aberdeen Bridge that this administration is looking seriously at the feasibility study. Ivan Rose told us yesterday at a briefing that the sections that are on the Matalan roundabout is not ready to start and is still in the planning design stage. And is more difficult than we might think, that's because of utilities involved. The flyover at some of the Coppins was ruled out yesterday by Ivan Rose due to it being a conservation area and environmental issues. Previously, as a layperson, I thought perhaps Coppins should be completed first. Then I started to listen to experts, and I am not a highways engineer, nor anyone in the chamber on the opposite side, to my knowledge. But this scheme has had a second independent scrutiny from Hampshire County Council engineers and approved. The government grant was approved because of the forthcoming development at Camp Hill. And how often have we sat in planning committee and heard the criticism of bringing forward an application without the infrastructure being in place? We also often hear that roadworks and utility companies should work simultaneously, which is happening in this case, with SSE installing new cabling at the same time as the Forest Road widening being completed. And if we do not start at the same time, there would be two Forest Road works, separate times, and I am sure members would criticise this. This cabling, incidentally, is required for the new energy from waste plant to enable us to output energy from the plant to the grid, or indeed to supply St Mary's Hospital with power, which fits with our commercial and non-public service ambitions within the administration's corporate plan. This scheme was known about and went to scrutiny in September 18 and then on to cabinet. I actually sat on that scrutiny committee. The recommendations from that scrutiny were to look at the northbound travel from St Mary's Hospital, which now has a U-turn for the purpose. The second was to use 106 monies for the purpose of active travel and assist pedestrians, cyclists, etc. And I believe some of that has been added to the scheme. To stop this scheme without being ready to go ahead with the Matalan section or anything else around Coppins would mean unnecessary delay to await the readiness of two lane adjustments and wait for the design to come forward. All this would achieve is the devaluing of the grant funds and we have less value to put into the rest of the scheme. And I believe we've already lost from the value of this grant, something in the region of £300,000 to £500,000. So we don't want to delay it any further. Therefore, Chairman, I will not be voting for the stopping of this scheme, and I support the amendment.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Overland, the next to speak, please.
Thank you, Chairman. What I require, obviously, my ward is Carisbrook. The diversion of westbound traffic will be coming up through Newport, up Carisbrook High Street, Primary Road, and up Gundle Road to join Forest Road, traffic lights there to go west, which is going to put a tremendous strain on my road system there, which is already, during school times, and I have five schools in the area, and the school buses and the ordinary bus stuff and the rush hour traffic. It's a nightmare already. What I would like to have is a proper sketch showing the diversion routes. I would like to see assurances that traffic controls will be put in place to calm and manage traffic flows, particularly at peak times and at school times. Probably the temporary traffic lights at the bottom of Cedar Hill and possibly up at the Waverley as well, where there are two very dangerous urban roundabouts. Crossing patrol officers will be in place at at all times, particularly on the Gunwall Road, where we have no crossing patrol to say any longer, as this will be an extremely busy route. I think it's absolutely essential for the safety of the school children. We have a pedestrian crossing, but when the traffic's busy, it's very hard to spot that pedestrian crossing. So I would like a patrol officer put in there, a school patrol officer in place. And I'm sure we can borrow one for a number of weeks from another area which is not so busy, as I've had to borrow from my ward in the past. The relocation of parked vehicles to aid traffic flow, and I'm thinking particularly along that by the highway between the Simeon and Green and the car showrooms by the bottom of the Wellington Road there, where I have 20 or 30 cars parked there, in a place where two large vehicles cannot park past each other. Perhaps we could be looking at permits for them to park elsewhere to relieve that traffic jam, which is bad every day of the week already. We have a very narrow road, as some of you may recall, it's called Priory Road. It barely takes a lorry down it. Any oncoming vehicle very often ends up driving down the single pavement there, which is extremely narrow as well. This is also the designated route, and as you may have noticed, rather large tractors these days. It's the designated route for the anaerobic digester tractors to use along Priory Road and Gunwall Road. And as you can probably observe, they're actually cutting maize at the moment. So they're busy. Two more points if I may just complete this, gentlemen. I understand that this diversion is only for 5 weeks initially, but presumably the whole thing will be reversed when the other side of the carriageway is worked on. Can we confirm this? I'm not sure I haven't had those details. And finally, what impact will the Newport to Cowes stretcher works have on my ward? And I'm looking particularly at the junction of Bettymore Lane, White House and Forest Road there, which is an extremely dangerous junction. And could we put temporary traffic lights in there? Because I envisage extra heavy traffic using that route, trying to get to the West White from Cowes to the Mr. St. Mary's works. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. That will be addressed in a minute. Councillor Abraham, next.
Thank you, Chairman. I represent Woodham Bridge and certainly Cockburn's Bridge lights do cause powerback right to Woodham on Sundays. So I'm well aware of the situation at Cockburn's Bridge. In fact, when Cockburn's Bridge first had lights, there was a sign put up at Woodham which was welcome to Cockburn's Bridge toll accident, which was in about 1989, I believe. I am quite interested in what Councillor Price has actually said, and I think that is something that I would hope could be investigated further, how we actually look at the lights and how they impact on the flow of traffic. I expect there will be some concern from officers, but I do actually think we do need to look at that. Councillor Jones Evans talked about the 2010 traffic model, and I remember that was on the cabinet at the time, and certainly we looked at various options around that. I wasn't a great fan of closing off the lower part of the high street, putting traffic through residential streets. I didn't think it was a particularly good idea. One thing that did come out was that we asked officers to look at the potential of opening up the lower part of the furlongs with a view to having a road that could actually let traffic flow into Newport wanting to go into the town centre. That I don't think has ever been looked at. I do think we really do need to look at Cockburn's Bridge. I think, and I do support that against Julie has said. I do think we need to look at that. But it is this holistic approach to the whole thing. We need to be able to move traffic around Cockburn's Bridge much faster. And what a lot of people don't appreciate is Fairley Road is one of two roads on the island that are monitored for traffic fusions. And so I think we need to understand that. And when we talk about the approach for cycling and walking, I do support that. We are looking at that as part of the new Fort Key project. But unfortunately, they don't all come together. And I think that is part of the problem that we've got. We've got a vision, but we just don't seem to be able to put it together at one particular time. The problem will be, I think, if we postpone this tonight, or ask for it to be postponed, is that we will lose the money.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Love, this is speaking to the staff's hand.
Thank you, Chair. I really don't know where to start, to be honest. But this amendment to the motion, it talks about traffic lights and it talks about disruption. It doesn't talk about anything else at all that really matters to this scheme. I mean, was it written by a child? I mean, it's just unbelievable. It doesn't even address the fundamental issues that we're here to talk about tonight. Councillor Hastings, we had a different meeting from me yesterday because it seems completely different in terms of what you're actually sat and said there and read by scripts today. It's just unbelievable. Good preparation prevents poor performance. We all know that. So why are we now sat in here with less than a week to go talking about something that should have been talked about months ago? The presentation that I attended with Councillor Hastings and other people yesterday was actually a really good presentation. It was a fantastic presentation. It should have been done months and months and months ago. People are out there on the streets at the moment and they have no idea how they're going to get around this huge diversion that's going on or what's happening. It's just ridiculous. Where is the communication? But I would say the biggest failure of this council is in its communications, comms. We keep saying time after time after time about different projects, and it never improves. So I'm going to go forward now and talk about £9.6 million spent at St Mary's, £1.5 million roughly, of S106 money. Spent on a fantasy scheme, because we don't even know that those 1,500 houses, sorry, 1,400 houses, they're going to be built. We don't know that. So we're planning for the future. If we were planning for the future, we would put all of that money into sorting out Coppins Bridge. And the thing that I learned at that meeting yesterday, which was unbelievable, is that nobody has actually even come up with or started to work on the plans for Coppins Bridge. It's not even developed. And what's more, then it's told to us that it's going to need several millions more just to do Coppins Bridge. Like, £4 or £5 million minimum to sort out Coppins Bridge to do what they really would like to do to future-proof it. So why in God's name are we spending all this money on a fantasy project up there, which will make a difference? I'm not saying it won't make a difference to improve some aspects. We know that it will. But it won't actually address the fundamental issues that every one of our taxpayers out there thought that we were spending the money on to improve Coppins Bridge. That's what the money was there for or thought about, not this fantasy project.
Thank you. Point of order, Chairman, if I may. Can I just point out to Councillor Love that the meeting yesterday, we were both at, the facts that I brought out to be are correct, and the meeting was recorded, so you'll be able to play it back via the Newport Parish Council website.
Your position has changed completely from that meeting yesterday.
Thank you, Councillor Barry.
Thank you. Speak to this motion. So, the leader of the cabinet is asking the council to ask the cabinet. That's a bit like talking yourself. why do you need the council to ask you to do something which is apparently his job? If tweaking the traffic lights at Coppins Bridge and such a wonderful thing, and it's going to solve the problems at St Mary Railway. Why hasn't anybody done that before?
Yeah.
If it's an integral part of making this scheme work, should it go ahead? Why hasn't one of these consultants, one of these engineers, and people who know about it, put that in already? Why isn't that an integral part of that? Did the leader wake up this morning and say, oh, I can solve this. I'll ask the council to ask me to create the traffic laws.
Councillor Meadows, please speak, please.
Thank you for the microphone, Jen.
Sorry about that. Thank you very much, Jen. I do welcome Councillor Stewart's leader's suggestion about the bridge. It's a fantastic idea for the obvious solution to the problem of Cotton's Bridge. They can take the traffic right cows directly across, and it's obviously the solution. But
so first fix the floating.
But I think this idea of demolishing, destroying a perfectly viable piece of working road infrastructure and creating 18 months of total transport chaos is utterly mad. I cannot understand the basis of this, the way we're thinking. We have transport policy, we have a coal plant's transport policy, and it's all about promoting sustainable means of transport. This is not about sustainable transport. The allowances for cycling and walking in this ground, I think, are pathetic. I really do. I think we've all seen cycle-like proposals which are really practical ways of improving on the scheme as it's currently proposed. Personally, I've worked college, works in the industrial estate, and the Walkville Nova Hospital. As a pedestrian, I was found the only real way of getting around is to go on a cycle track, being along the side of the river. It's really quite difficult to negotiate this whole area. We should have considered this in the round. We should have looked at all these different areas, including the idea of Camp Hill, the prison estate community, and how we can integrate them more easily with cycle tracks, with walking ways. It's really hard to do it at the moment, actually. And we ought to be making a much more logical, holistic kind of approach, fitting in with our public health strategy to get people walking more. We know it's good for mental health as well as physical health. This idea of building more tarmac just seems completely pointless. It seems totally counterproductive. We don't really know what the future projections of vehicle growth are. So, yeah, just coming back to the point, for me, what people say to me in fresh water is that St Mary's roundabout works. So why on earth replace that when Cotton's Bridge is an obvious problem?
Thank you, Chair. I think we'll have to keep this great position for running out there, which we've always commended. Councillor Stewart's mantra seems to be, we make decisions evidence-based. Well, on scrutiny, we also make our recommendations based on evidence that is presented to us. And we did make recommendations on the evidence that was presented to us in respect of this development. But it would appear that there's lots of evidence that has come forward that does not support this, which has not been listened to. So I would suggest that perhaps there is a selective hearing going on in terms of the evidence. There seems to be a little bit of scaremongering going on in terms of the capital funding of $9,600,000 that we have been given from government under Section 31 of the Local Government Act 2003, which states to fund a package of highway works in Newport Town Centre. Now, it says specifically the grant is intended to facilitate the development of 1,400 homes on former prison land, but though no conditions are attached to it. So the argument that St Mary's Roundabout needs to have the lion's share of this funding, I think, is not one based on evidence. I think anyone that uses Newport, and we all use Newport, would know that the issue is Coppins Bridge. And both Councillor Medland and Councillor Abraham referred to the need for a holistic approach. And I do not believe here that we are looking at a holistic approach. This amendment, as has been alluded to, calls to urgently review the timings of works and traffic light operation at Coppins Bridge. Well, and the associated works at St Mary's Roundabout, the proposal before us is not what associated works from St Mary's Roundabout that are necessitating a review of timing for works and traffic lights. Surely we need to go back to the drawing board on this. We need to look at all the evidence here. We're told that our decision today is only advisory. Well, I would like to advise the Cabinet to listen very carefully to the decision that's made today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Let me start by saying that I agree that investment in holding the Newport structure is well overdue. There are several parts of Newport that cause traffic problems and it all does need addressing. For 10 years, I drove from Sandown to Cowes every day, and the journey through Newport was a nightmare. Quite often I came down the evening wishing the traffic lights weren't working so you get through quicker. So I do welcome any adjustment to traffic lights at Coppins Bridge that needs to be done. But St Mary's Roundabout also is a huge problem. When I look at it from a Cabinet perspective, one of the aspects of is Honey Hill School. Councillor Garrett and I had a meeting about Honey Hill School several times, and there was a massive problem there. And these works will create extra spaces for Honey Hill's children. And I define them really to say it at once, because they're not looking safe for the children if you say that. But other points I want to make. This plan was a scrutiny well over 12 months ago. Came out with two minor points that we addressed, and three of the people that called in this meeting tonight were actually part of that scrutiny committee. Went to Cabinet 2 days later. No one turned up to question it at Cabinet. There have been minor changes to the plans, not major plans, as has been said. Communication is the key to anything, especially something major like this. And yes, you can always do more communication, I get that, but a lot of communication has been done, and I've seen the list of degrees of communication has taken place. But more communication is needed now and in the camp as we go through the future, like John said about road closure, etc. But you know, this is part of a major redevelopment of the Newport traffic system. So do we say to the government, we don't want your money, take it back? I do agree with Councillor Love, actually, when he says that you having this conversation 4 days before commencement is total madness. I absolutely agree with you. This conversation was taking place a year ago. This total madness we're discussing is 4 days before the work starts. I 100% agree with you. The amendment put forward actually seems to broaden the work to take the provision into consideration at this point. So I fully support the amendment. I think it's the right thing to do going forward. It has to start somewhere. Infrastructure comes in place first. I think it's the right thing to do now, but as part of a bigger picture to solve the whole of the Newport problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ray. Councillor Church, on the next.
Thank you, Chairman. I received an email at lunchtime today which had a copy of the letter from government saying the 9.6 million was being given to us to enable the development of Camp Hill. I would like to ask the leader whether that money would have been awarded to us if we had just asked to improve Coppins Bridge. I think I know what the answer will be. However, as a Lord Councillor, I would very much like that 9.6 million to come to Ryde. We have 900 houses for development with absolutely no road infrastructure at all around Ryde. So Newport, if you don't want it, we lose habit.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. This proposal do nothing to take into consideration the needs of pedestrians, the needs of cyclists and public transport users. This is all the more relevant given the proximity of employment hubs, schools, the college, the hospital, nearby plus developments with uncertainty over future housing numbers. I find it astonishing that traffic planners and professionals seemingly did not consider these needs as a priority within this Lanty project. Why did this not happen? What is of concern, and what I find perverse, is that pedestrians will be vying for space with cyclists. In addition to this, is that outpatients will be expected to cross three arms of an enlarged P&Q roundabout. Not only will pedestrians be forced to do this, but they will have the additional struggle to cross lanes of traffic to access the hospital in some places. The other concern that I have is the lack of communications. Ian advised councillors that, in his view, this communication strategy was the best he'd seen, ever. I think the jury is out on this. Despite numerous requests to do so, there was no engagement in advance of these proposals with local councils, with businesses and residents, despite this proposal being on the cards for some time. The cynic in me asked me, why did this not happen? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. If I can get this to run out.
I hear about an awful lot of conjecture actually coming from across the chamber. This could happen, that could happen, this may not happen, that couldn't happen. And I'm thinking, we should have spoken about this months and months ago. Months and months ago, scrutiny. Months and months ago, we had briefing sessions. How many of you turned up? Oh, one, two, you had a special briefing. Okay? Well, I say, actually, very few of you turned up. You were so concerned, actually, you couldn't care less. Until now, till you want to jump on the bandwagon. Okay? Members opposite can dismiss the prospect of 1,400 houses on the prison estate. That's never going to happen, she says. But what if it does? It's irresponsible to dismiss that. How many times have members, all of us, complained about the lack of infrastructure to support housing? Yet when it's planned, you want to undermine it. Councillor Price and I discussed switching on the results, didn't we? And we support that. In fact, we came up with the idea ourselves. I've suggested this before to officers, and they are understandably concerned. But I think if we switch them off in the evening to start with, it will give drivers the opportunity to adjust, and then maybe we can move on from there. As Carol's Gerard, Newport and Carrisford Town Council members and Pauliers have been extensively briefed, I'm sure they understand the positives of this and the constraints of the Newport Traffic Junction improvement plan. You know, the plan is primarily to future-proof Newport strategic junctions in the face of increasing development and the associated increase in traffic levels. That is going to happen. We live in the real world. However, I stress the plan will also improve the current situation, which residents are focusing on today. I fully understand the concern about Bridge, and we are not dismissing that. It will be done.
When?
Not everything can be done because we don't have unlimited resources. However, to disrupt the current plan is to endanger the planned improvements and condemn residents to longer and longer delays, more and more congestion, more and more pollution, and the degradation of their quality of life as the traffic levels inevitably rise. How will you justify that to your residents? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Ward. I think we've debated that enough. I'm comfortable there.
Excuse me, sir. Our roads turn around to me and said in anger, but when they do that roundabout and take it away, it won't work. So if our roads don't think it's going to work, what's the chance of it going to work?
Small conjecture, Chairman.
And also, you say we haven't taken time at all. Last meeting was out in Brady. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no more road to go.
Massive trick. And the letter says highway improvements. Well, as far as I know, we all use the highway pavements, that's part of the highway. Cycle paths, they're part of the highway. So we have this trip, we could have easily used this money to improve these things. It would then take traffic off the road, give us all the chance for a healthier place and healthier lives. Now, I've got specific issues regarding pedestrian safety during these works, which I have been bringing up regarding Mill Street. Now, Council, do you know about Mill Street? Council Hastings, do you know about Mill Street? We all know about Mill Street and how dangerous it is. But we know that traffic will find the quickest street, will come down Honey Hill, will go through Foxes Road, into Mill Street, into the town centre that way. We know, because that's what people do. I even hear that some member of the project team has already worked out how to use the capital estate as a quick way through. This is what I've heard. I didn't hear it myself, but there we go. So people will find quickest ways. And yesterday I was told by the team, nothing is being done to create a safer pedestrian environment on Mill Street during the St Mary's Junction improvements. Well, we'll be monitoring it. Well, how are you monitoring it? Are they going to be ringing me up? Because I don't know. This is just fundamentally a problem. We've heard it from Councillor Hobart. It's a problem. We've heard from the Council Peace to work on. It's a problem. The way this is being put together, this whole programme, with a lack of regard for pedestrian safety during works. But say, if we knew the prize was there of a better network for pedestrians and cyclists throughout our town, the permeability, making it a pleasant place to be and live and work, then you don't mind going through the pain. We hear no pain, no gain. But all I hear is it's pain and more pain.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Justice. It's been debated and we signed up. We're going to vote on the... Councillor Stewart's amendment. We have a name vote. Those four.
For what we're looking for.
The amendment.
Councillor Abraham, Councillor Beston, Councillor Grading, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hastings, Councillor Hendry, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Kilpatrick, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Peace, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Tyndall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Cameron, and Councillor Stewart.
Those against that motion, amendments?
Councillor Price, Councillor Andre, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howe, Councillor Medland, Councillor PC Wilcox, Councillor James Evans, Councillor Love, Councillor Perks, Councillor Barry, Councillor Garrett, and Councillor Smart.
Are there any extensions? No extensions? Thank you. Thank you. Those four in the end of the motion, 16, those against, 11. There's no extensions, and the amendment of the motion carries.
If we go
back to the original motion from Councillor John Evans. Now we debate the substantive part, sorry.
Councillor Garrett.
Well, of course, I'm diplomatically, I should say, disappointed with that vote. So members of the public will have heard the roll call of those who do not wish to listen to public concern. I say that very deliberately because all through this time in my involvement on the council, we were 2 years ago, almost to the day, that was 2 years a little bit, where I found an antipathy to engage with people. I hope at least that Councillor Stewart, the leader of the council, who has instructed himself to talk to himself, but also when he is in front of his mirror, will talk to himself and discuss these issues. I want to speak about some particular local matters, and I've raised one already, but I really must stress this one particularly. The rat running through Camp Hill that we anticipate to happen will cause
chaos to the people who live there. Those roads are unfit because they are under locking roads. People will find their way through that. We've heard already that those with local knowledge are working out how to do that. So Camphill residents must be listened to extremely carefully. After all, Camphill is apparently the reason the development there is apparently the reason why we have to go through this whole nightmare. So I will hope in summing up that you will commit to a public meeting for Camphill residents consistently throughout the scheme. Commit to public meetings consistently throughout the scheme on all elements of the phases of the scheme. Public meetings are absolutely necessary to impart information, but I hope for the administration to hear what I expect to be deep, deep anger across the whole of the island. Like I've had a resident from his own ward contact me because he does not trust Councillor Stewart to actually represent him properly on this. And that is a shame, but that is how he feels, and that is what is growing. What I find most extraordinary though is at 13 minutes to 5 o'clock, we finally get some actually rather good looking graphics. I have to say, I spent my career in public relations, it's good looking graphics explaining how things are going to be. But it's like how I used to do my English homework back in school. I waited until 10 o'clock the night before and scribbled down something that I hope would at least get a few marks from teacher. Please get reasonably good marks from me. But it's way too late, and this is the problem. The administration can start talking to itself and instructing itself to do whatever it likes and pleases, but it's actually got to start not talking to itself. It's got to talk to people who do not come to this county hall and stand up there. I'm afraid that enough people do come here. You've got to talk to people, and you've got to have public meetings, you've got to have decent communication. They are pathetic so far. They have been pathetic because you have wasted time, not least since the 6 months ago that I called for engagement with the public on this. So please prove me wrong. I know you will not force this scheme, that is wrong, but at least prove me wrong that you will become a listening administration.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'm going to try and fairly quickly to sum up some of the points that were raised in the earlier discussion, because that's all I thought they would be able to do. Councillor James Evans, right scheme, right time, is my view. Traffic forecast. Just want to remind people, and more importantly the public, currently we have major traffic challenges coming towards Cobbling Bridge and St Mary's Roundabout. You only look at William, as somebody said earlier. In 2034, that's 15 years' time, the morning queue length on the modelling they've done will reduce from 157 vehicles to 20. The major reductions in journey time from Dobner through the intersection in 2034 will reduce from 200 vehicles to 40 vehicles. The reduction time from Newport to Cowes through the intersection in the morning will reduce from 53 to 23. The reduction in journey from Forest Road onto Medina Way will reduce from 57 to 5. The safer egress comes in from Honeyhill to Medina Way. Those who have been through that know it's a chance taking entrance. The bus reliability and journey times will increase, which is good for those who don't need to see all the cars. B&Q roundabout gets an increased capacity, and to correct Councillor Jones Evans, the improved walking and cycling routes into St Mary's Hospital and the Empire College were put in specifically following the discussions at Scrutiny. They're on the map. Councillor Howe, I didn't say there won't be any disruption. I acknowledge what you're saying. It's 5 weeks before, 5 weeks after, that's when the diversion is in place. Councillor Price has stood his ground quite early on this. I respect him. I think everyone's in his ward. I wouldn't be voting for him next time round because he does certainly stand for his ward in good stead. Councillor Wilcox, it is a funnel you talked about. We have that now. You see the funnel. We watch it as it goes past County Hall. Floating Bridge. I hope our independents are listening. Whoever was the one that didn't do the research they should have done at the time. On top of that, obviously, he's back in service at the end of the week. Councillor Love. I'm sure you're not going to try. Your emotional comment, I looked at it, thought that's myself and Councillor Hutchinson were children. Okay, noted. 9.6 million is the largest portion of the money that we spent, but it's not all being spent there. We've had other schemes. Councillor Hobart in particular has highlighted today
something which we picked up with our minor road colleagues in relation to Trafalgar Road in particular, and the garage which has got the cars parking opposite. That needs to be addressed. They know that, we've told them that. And I think he's absolutely right to point that out. He's raised a number of other issues and they will be dealt. Councillor Middleton, I do agree with your principles, but you said you don't know the future objections, that's why I've given you that detail. Councillor Churchman, we had to bid for it, we did. Councillor Fuller, have you read the plans? Because you're the one that started off by telling me your big issue was about communication, and I'll address that. There is a public meeting, and Mr. Garrett, you can tell all your residents from your area, 17th of October, I think I'll confirm the date now, in the new theatre, 250 people. They'll come along, they'll get more information, we'll have information on what's gone on since it started. I put that in, actually, because Councillor Fuller raised it at a particular meeting with council. We will have officers there to explain. Members there to explain in detail. That's why it's been done, it's a public communication, and I said we would do that. So collectively, Chairman, we'll let me sum up, and I actually suggest we have a lot of speech on this, we know where we're going. I propose a couple of percentage we move to the vote.
Thank you. Councillor, please press the vote. Summers.
That's just
something. What? It is.
This is on the substance.
This is on the substance.
Councillor Stewart, I'm afraid you're not correct about the improved walking and cycling infrastructure. In fact, Cycle White, who commissioned themselves, paid for themselves a new book accountability study, and the Equal Power CIC, actually said the infrastructure's worse in this second iteration of this scheme. This is a substantial difference here to the one that was out of consultation. Yes, there may be links between the hospital and this scheme, but the links to the town are not there. And you know, Councillor, what you said about the future briefing this scheme, wonderful scheme, garden village scheme like that at Camp Hill. Great, lovely. Does it have to be reliant on the vehicles? Could it not be a sustainable garden green village with excellent links by pedestrians and cycling and public transport? Isn't that our vision, really? I don't think our vision of this island is more and more vehicles and more pollution. I know it's not, because it's in our corporate plan, it's in our emerging island plan, it's in our regeneration plan. We are an ambitious island, but we're not really being coherent and delivering what we can using the valuable money that we are being given. As I said before, we can use this money for this project. So I just, again, we'll talk about checks and balances, we'll talk about over scrutiny and cabinet and so on. I believe an infrastructure programme such as this, with this amount of money behind it, £11 million, should have proper oversight and checks and balances from members. It should have a member review board going over the minutiae and making sure that every single penny that we're getting is spent in the right way and is aligned with all of our aspirations and island. I mean, Councillor Stewart, you yourself said when we talked about, you talked in your report January 2018 with the floating bridge, sorry to mention that again, but you know, you said we should have considered implementing its own members' board, including key councillors to oversee the project to the point that the vessel was brought to the island, which would have provided a holistic overview of the project for the critical stage of the project. We haven't had that oversight and that valuable insight from local members into this project, a massive, massive project. We are making a mistake with this. We're making a mistake of not getting every penny out of it. We're not making it work. We're not addressing the elephant in the room, which is Coppins Bridge. We have no ideas on how to do that. We are bereft of ideas, and we're just doing this because we can.
Thank you, Councillor. Right, we are going to go through about now. All those for the original
motion,
please raise your hand. Yeah, so your amendment version.
Well, it's the original this decision that you adopted as your substantive decision. Yep. Is what we're now taking the substantive vote on.
Chair, so we are voting on the amendment which I put forward to be by Councillor Hutchinson, yes, which is now the substantive.
Yes, substantive.
Thank you.
Thank you. Those four, please raise your hand.
On there, yes.
Councillor Ames, Councillor Beston, Councillor Grading, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hastings, Councillor Hendry, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Kilpatrick, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Peace, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Tindall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Cameron, and Councillor Stewart.
Those against?
Councillor Price, Councillor Andre, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howe, Councillor Ledland, Councillor Peace Wilcox, Councillor James Evans, Councillor Love, Councillor Perks, Councillor Barry, Councillor Garrett, and Councillor Smart.
Are there any abstentions? Again, that is 16 for 12 against. So the amendment of the motion carries. Okay. That's the end of the meeting. Thank you very much.
Can you please